Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, a warm welcome to the reading of the great work of Revelation, This Is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. This Christ revelation contains the authentic life, thought, and work of Jesus of Nazareth. He himself, the Christ of God, revealed to us in this great time of change, in the prophetic word through his teaching prophetess and emissary Gabriele, details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth. To this he said, I am the Christ of God, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth, and the truth which I am shines in countless facets into this world. From these facets of truth, we want to read again to you, dear listeners. In chapter 49, we read from a mostly unknown gospel the words which Christ himself, via the prophetic word in our time, explains, corrects, and deepens. This chapter is entitled The True Temple of God.
Das Passafest war nahe.
The Passover feast was near, and it came to pass that some of the disciples who were masons repaired the chambers of the temple. Jesus came by, and they said to him, Master, do you see these great buildings, and what manner of stones are here, and how beautiful the work of our forefathers is? And Jesus said, Yes, it is beautiful, and the stones are well fitted. But the time will come when not one stone will remain upon another, for the enemy will conquer the city and the temple. But the true temple is the body of man, in which God dwells by the Spirit. And when this temple is destroyed, God will build an even more beautiful temple in 3 days, which the eye of the normal man cannot recognize.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. I am the Christ of God, the Son of the Eternal Father, who through Isaiah and other righteous men and women was announced by the eternal and just God. I came into this world as Jesus of Nazareth, not to break things, but to erect them, not to erase what has not been cleared up, but to lead all out of sin and to lead them to the one who has sent me, to the eternal Father. For all spirit beings, souls and men are his children. My name is inscribed in all souls, and all will accept and receive me, the Christ, because I am their Redeemer and their redemption. The heathens too will accept and receive me, for no one comes to the Father but through me, Christ, his Son. All earthly things will pass away, even the work of the forefathers, for that which is matter, that is, coarse material, does not last permanently, but only until the primordial substance of the earth returns to the eternal being, which is pure and fine material. From generation to generation, the enemy of the good lays his hand upon the structures of man and destroys what man treasures as good and of value. This will happen until the enemy becomes a friend of the good. Then the transformation to the finer and higher life can take place according to the laws of God. The true temple is the temple of flesh and bone, the body of the human being, in whose soul and in whose cells the Spirit of God dwells. And when this temple is destroyed, God will build an even more beautiful temple in 3 days, which the eye of a normal man cannot recognize, means
Wenn die Seele vom Leib getrennt wird,
when the soul is separated from the body, that is, when death visits the earthly body, then the light-filled soul will overcome its still existing ties to the earth, the attraction to the earth, within 3 days. It will then go through the veils which separate the planes of consciousness from one another, because the soul has already discarded these veils while in the earthly garment. According to its level of consciousness, it will then dwell where it is guided to and from where it is attracted. In these 3 days, during which the light-filled soul severs its still existing ties to the earth, its spiritual garment also changes accordingly in color and form.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the one who destroys one of these temples shall be destroyed himself? Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He reveals, every human being is a temple of God, for the Spirit of God dwells in every soul and in each cell of the earthly body. Therefore, the one who disrespects his neighbor, the temple of God, disrespects his own temple too, and thereby God. For as a person behaves towards his neighbor, he also behaves toward God. Every lack of respect toward one's neighbor, that is, towards a temple of God, is a sin against the Holy Spirit. The one who kills his neighbor thereby destroys a temple of God. Then the soul of the one who was killed no longer has the possibility in its earthly body to expiate or maybe to accomplish that which was assigned to it for this earthly existence. The one who kills his neighbor, the temple of God, or has him killed, will experience the same or like thing. The fears, the grief, the terror, and death will come over him too. In his hour of death, he will have no peace, for he will be confronted by the soul of the one whose earthly body he killed and which has not yet forgiven him. On his soul body, he will then experience what his neighbor, whom he killed or had killed, had to suffer. I repeat, every human being is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and every person is commanded to keep his own temple pure and to respect the temple of his neighbor. The one who keeps this commandment will neither suffer, nor will his temple be destroyed by sickness, need, or violence.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue to read. And some of the scribes who heard him tried to set a trap for him with his words, saying, if you reject the sacrifice of sheep and cattle and of birds, then for what purpose was this temple built by Solomon for God, which is in the process of being restored now for 46 years? And Jesus answered, saying, it is written in the prophets, for all peoples, my house shall be a house of prayer for offering praise and thanks. But you have made a slaughterhouse out of it and have filled it with abominations. And furthermore, it is written, from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name shall be great among the heathens, and incense with a pure offering shall be offered to me. But you have made of it a place of desolation with your offerings of blood, and you use the sweet incense just to cover up the ill smell of blood. I am not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it.
Christ reveals through the prophetic word of Gabriela, as long as the person himself has not yet become the temple of the inner life, into which he enters in order to dedicate his thinking and acting to the great All One, and to offer him thanks for his earthly life. He needs external forms. In mighty buildings, which he calls temples or churches, he offers sacrifices in keeping with external customs. In former times, there were the animal sacrifices. In the present times, there are rituals and ceremonies, meaningless singing and processions. In today's generation, too, such external and in part still pagan customs have not yet been done away with and are still carried out in the name of the Lord. All this is an abomination before the Eternal Father and before me, the Christ. The Eternal God, the God of Isaac and Jacob, wants neither magnificent churches nor temples. He wants his children to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, that they cleanse and keep themselves pure and sacrifice their sinful thoughts and actions to him. They should come together in a house of prayer that is open to all people for prayer, not to just a few who have declared the solidarity with the keepers of a teaching which is no longer my teaching. The one who teaches the truth and lives accordingly need not hide anything. Only the one who closes the doors of his churches and temples, who spreads his own teaching and not the eternal truth, which is open for all, for the law, the truth itself, is in every soul, and the soul shall find its way to the truth in order to be the eternal law once more as a spirit being. May the one hear who has ears to hear. May the one see who has eyes to see.
Christ continues to reveal. The one who practices righteousness recognizes the darkling who adorns himself with my name, Christ, in order to deceive people and to lead them astray. The one who has learned to behold recognizes where the truth flows. He will profess to the truth and will be with those who strive to live according to the truth. My name will remain great among the peoples, for from generation to generation there will be more and more righteous men and women who will crush the head of the treacherous serpent that calls itself Christian. That which is given from the Spirit is the truth and will remain. All that is pagan will pass away. Then, when another sun shines, I, the Christ of God, will be consciously raised. That is, I, the I Am, will have become the consciousness of men and will be the ruler of the kingdom of God on earth. Then there will be neither pagans nor rituals. All people are then united in selfless love, and their lives are consecrated because they fulfill the laws of the Eternal. The word incense means the consecrated life of the people who align themselves with God, the Eternal. Man should dedicate his earthly life, his human sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds to God. Then he will live in God and be pure of heart.
In the Gospel, Jesus speaks the following words: Do you not know what is written? Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. I, the Lord, am weary of your burnt sacrifices and your vain offerings, for your hands are full of blood. And is it not written, What is the true sacrifice? Wash and cleanse yourselves, and remove the evil from before my eyes. Stop doing evil and learn to do good. Do justice for the fatherless and the widows, and to all those who are oppressed. And in this way, you will fulfill the law. The day will come when everything that is in the outer court and is part of the blood sacrifices will be taken away, and the pure worshippers will worship the Eternal in purity and in truth.
To this, Christ himself reveals. As long as the souls of people are impure, their hands too are stained with blood. The evil, that is, the sinfulness that a person has sown into his soul, is his causes, and thus also his deeds, which mark him accordingly. As he has sown, so will he behave in his earthly life, and likewise as a soul in the spheres of purification after the death of his body. The bloodthirsty one remains bloodthirsty and seeks revenge and wants to continue to shed the blood of his neighbor. All those who want revenge are the quarrelsome who stop at nothing, not even the life of their neighbor. In their madness, they even consider shedding the blood of others to be honorable and do not hesitate to offer animals too as burnt sacrifices to the Eternal. Every blood sacrifice is satanic and is a desecration of the life from God. Through such vengeful darklings, the darkness wants to ridicule God. God, the Eternal, wants man to sacrifice his carnal base ego and to worship him, the Eternal, in his heart through thoughts, words, and deeds of selfless love. The words in the outer court mean, among other things, the externalization of man and all that he has brought about through his external life, including what is a part of the blood sacrifices. For all the outer courts, which symbolize the world, will dissolve, as there will be but one people, the people of the Christ of God. The day is near when all that is carnal and passionate will be taken away, for that which has been promised is gradually taking on form and shape. The earth will purify itself, and life on earth will renew itself, and the kingdom of God will come to the earth, to the children of God, who are of pure heart.
We read further in the Gospel of Jesus, and they replied, "Who are you who want to do away with these sacrifices and despise the seed of Abraham? Have you learned this blasphemy from the Greeks and the Egyptians?" And Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And they refused to listen, and some said, "He is possessed by a demon." And others said, "He is mad." And they went their way and told everything to the priests and elders. And these became enraged and said, "He has blasphemed God." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The one who looks solely at the external world and speaks its language and lives in the world does not know the eternal law or the language of the law. The one who does not recognize me does not recognize the Father either, who has sent me to the people. The one who does not recognize me does not understand my language either, the law which I am. So it was at all times, and so it is also in today's time. Only the one who strives each day to return to the righteous life, to God, understands the language of the eternal law. Only the one who still has something demonic in himself calls his neighbor demonic. So, all those who have led an externalized life could not understand me, the Christ in Jesus, and therefore were of the opinion that my speech was demonic. Yet, I am the I am in God, my Father, the one who was first beheld by him and firstborn of him. Before Abraham, I was perceived in him. I am in God and omnipresent in the four nature powers of God. Thus, I am a part of the heritage of all the children of God who are from eternity to eternity.
Dear listeners, you have listened to a reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. For today, we take our leave of you. Thank you for listening, and we will be glad to welcome you again for one of our next readings. We wish you and all of us a blessed time. Goodbye and greetings in God.